Hey there, Dr. Hans here. Welcome to 262 Days of Bitcoin. This is where I take each weekday to share with you why I believe Bitcoin is the best investment of our lifetime. As always, what I'll be sharing with you is for informational purposes, not advice. So today is day six. The topic of discussion is Bitcoin is better than stocks. So let's go ahead and dive in. I'm the investing tutor. I teach about stock analysis, investing in investment funds, retirement accounts, things of that nature. So to make the statement that Bitcoin is better than stocks, it's a huge deal. But it's also a fact. Let's start out with why I know Bitcoin is better than stocks. For the average person, they don't have the technical know-how to be able to find the perfect stock, right? How do you discover which stock out of the 8,000 stocks that are trading on the stock market? How do you determine which one is going to outperform the rest? For example, last year, 2023, seven stocks out of about 4,500, seven stocks had an average return of about 50 to 60% last year. Whereas the remaining 4,500 had an average return of about 10%. So how does an individual identify which stock is the best stock to own? Most individuals don't have the knowledge, or if I should say, just the skill to be able to identify it. I mean, I do it as a living to analyze multiple companies to determine which ones could outperform and have exponential growth potential. I even share my favorite stock in my legacy portfolio, which, by the way, one of the stocks in the legacy portfolio last year returned about 350% in just 1 year. But yeah, the average person is not going to be able to figure this out. The reason why Bitcoin is better than stocks is because you don't need to analyze Bitcoin to understand its growth potential or to understand its financial statements, or to be able to figure out what the, in quote, management of Bitcoin is going to do next year, or 5 years, or 20 years, or 100 years, right? How do you know what a company is going to decide to do 100 years from now? But everyone understands what Bitcoin's code is slated for it to do. There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin, which will ever be in existence. So this makes Bitcoin relatively easy and simple to understand. Also, unlike a stock, which, for example, let's say Apple, Tesla, Google, Amazon, trades on a US stock exchange, Bitcoin is accessible globally, regardless of your geographic area, meaning a little boy or a little girl or an older relative, a grandmother, a grandfather, located anywhere on earth, right? Whether it's a village in Ghana, right? A small town in Indonesia, they all have access to Bitcoin via a smartphone or some kind of connection to the internet. That is powerful. That makes Bitcoin much better than stocks. Also, Bitcoin is available 24/7. It's not like the stock market that opens at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and closes at 4 p.m. during the week. And some holidays, the stock market is closed. You don't have that with Bitcoin. It's globally available and accessible 24/7. Unlike Bitcoin, which has a fixed supply, meaning quantity, right? There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin available. You cannot say the same with stocks. some companies can issue more stocks, meaning they can create more stock. Some company can choose to buy back their stock. So that's called, you know, share repurchases. When companies buy back their stock, it increases the value of their shares because there's less quantity of shares in circulation. Apple did this over the past 7 years, and it caused Apple stock to skyrocket. But here's the thing, it's a subtle way to manipulate your stock. With Bitcoin, there's no manipulation. You understand that there's a fixed quantity of 21 million. And if all 7 to 8 billion people on Earth want access to Bitcoin, it is going to cause the price to exponentially move up. And there's nothing anyone can do about that. That is what makes Bitcoin unique. And the final thing that I would say is, you can pick any stock, Nvidia, Apple, Amazon, Google. No stock over the past 14 to 15 years of Bitcoin's existence come even close to Bitcoin's performance. Bitcoin has been averaging about 150% every single year for the past 14 years. Even companies like Amazon, that's done phenomenally well. It's been averaging about 30 to 35%. Tesla, one of the most popular companies, that's been averaging, I'd say, about 50 to 60% for the past 10 years. Nvidia, also roughly about that 50 to 60% range. By comparison, Bitcoin has been averaging at more than double these incredible stocks. So if you were to ask me, Dr. Hans, Bitcoin or stocks, which one is better? Bitcoin, by far, in my opinion, it's a much, much better investment. You don't need to analyze it. It's globally accessible. It trades 24/7. No one can manipulate its supply. You don't need a CEO, a management team. There are so many reasons why Bitcoin is better. But does that mean I'm going to take all of my money and put everything into Bitcoin? No. I believe diversification is super important. But understanding the unique opportunity with this asset and what it provides for us in terms of potential exponential growth is why I wanted to break this down to let you understand that Bitcoin is definitely much better than stocks. But it doesn't stop here. There are so many other investments and assets that Bitcoin outperforms. But we'll be going over them this entire year. So tune in tomorrow for the next episode of 262 Days of Bitcoin.